Such a blessing to be able to gather this morning. Such a wonderful opportunity. This is a time where we're with family. Family gatherings, being able to see loved ones. And as a body of believers, that's what we're doing this morning. We are coming together with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are worshiping as one family. And that is such a beautiful thing. And there is a beautiful thing this morning that we get to celebrate. Seth and Aaron has been coming here to Salem First Baptist for a while now. And a few weeks ago, they had their first child. And for the first time, they are here with baby Landry. Seth and Aaron, can y'all please stand this morning for us? And we just want to recognize them and baby Landry. We are so thankful that they are here. Thank y'all so much. There's nothing like being put on the spot, but we are very, very thankful. And speaking of being put on the spot, today is a very important birthday for a young lady. Miss Agnew turns 14 today. She's going to kill me after this. But Miss Agnew, could you please stand up? Happy birthday. Happy birthday. All right. Vanessa. It's Vanessa's birthday. Well, happy birthday, Miss Vanessa. Man, I'm telling you, if there's a smile that can melt a heart, it is Vanessa's. Well, amen. Well, this morning, if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. And I bet that you didn't expect that this morning. We are going to do something a little different this morning. Often, when we talk about Christmas, we think about the Nativity. And the Nativity is so important. Think back upon those streets of Bethlehem and to think upon Mary giving birth to baby Jesus, laying him in that manger, the shepherds coming and seeing Jesus. And then, of course, down the road, a couple of years, we see the wise men coming. I mean, that is often the scene that we think about when we think about the birth of Jesus. But this morning, we are going to talk about something a little different. Instead of focusing on the Nativity, this morning we are going to focus on how the birth of Jesus impacts us. Church, this is a question I want you to ponder on this morning. Individually, I want you to think about how does the fact that Jesus came to this earth, that Jesus came in flesh, that he walked this earth for 33 years, and he died. He laid down his life, he was buried, and after 3 days, he rose again, and he ascended into heaven. None of that could have happened if first he didn't come. And so this morning, we are going to look at the writings of a man named Paul. Now, many of you know who Paul is. We look at Paul as a preacher, as a teacher, as a missionary. But more than anything else, Paul was a believer in Jesus. Just like if there was a time this morning that you and I have made a decision for Jesus, if there's been a time where you have become a follower of Jesus, guess what? You are a believer just like Paul was. And Paul, his whole life changed when he became a believer in Jesus. And one of the things that Paul believed in was discipling. And that is something we're going to talk about more and more in the next coming months here at Salem First Baptist, is the importance of discipleship. What does it mean to disciple someone else? It means to pour into them, to show them what it means to be a believer in Jesus. We are blessed here at this church with having amazing believers in Jesus. We are blessed with senior adults. We are blessed with leaders in the church. And guess what? For the next generation to grow, what do they need? They need to be discipled. They need believers in Jesus to pour into them. Paul believed in that. And Paul poured into a young man named Timothy. And he wrote this letter to Timothy. And he was telling Timothy about all kinds of things, about how to stay away from false doctrine, about what to do in the hard times. And in this letter, there's one verse we're going to look at this morning. And you might say, Tyler, how in the world does this have anything to do with Christmas? Now, today is Christmas Eve. Tomorrow is Christmas Day. And I love, during this time, how we focus on the birth. But do you know that the birth matters every day of the year? I'm going to say that again. The birth matters every day of the year. The birth doesn't just matter at the end of December. As believers in Jesus, we have to understand that the birth of Jesus impacts us every single day. This morning, if you have 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, would you stand in honor of reading God's Word? Just one verse this morning as we look at what Paul tells young Timothy. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Bow with me. Dear Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you, Father, that we can gather. Lord, we can worship. Father, we can be reminded of your birth. And Lord, Father, it's so important to remember what Mary and Joseph went through. Father, Lord, they're not just a story, but Father's history. For believers, it's family history. Lord, it's a history that impacts us today. Father, let us understand why the birth matters. We ask this in your name, the precious name of Jesus. Amen. There's three things this morning we're going to look at. The first thing is the reason the birth of Jesus impacts us is because it's important. Look at the beginning of that verse. Paul says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. Now, in life, sometimes something is so important, maybe a teacher, maybe your parent will go out of their way to say, hey, pay attention. Listen up. Don't miss this. You need to focus on this. That's what Paul's doing. Even though everything Paul is telling Timothy matters, several times through 1 Timothy, Paul says this is a faithful saying. What Paul is trying to do is to draw attention to this. Now, Paul, we know before he became a believer in Jesus, he had a past. He was a persecutor of the church. He was a religious man. He was busting down the door of local bodies of believers. He was there when the first man in the church age died for his faith, Stephen. He was holding the coats as they stoned him to death. And you might say, well, why do we view this man as a hero of the faith? Because when he became a believer in Jesus, you talk about someone who changed his life. You talk about someone who went from persecuting the church to building the church. Paul became passionate. Now, church, that right there should be something beautiful. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter your past. It doesn't matter the things that you've done. Once you become a believer in Jesus, the Lord forgives you of those mistakes. He washes you clean, and you are no longer a slave to those sins. If you feel like you're a slave to those sins, that is your own self making yourself a slave. Jesus has freed you from those shackles. And he wants you, just like Paul, to live for him. And Paul here is trying to build the church and saying, hey, Timothy, you need to pay attention to this. It matters. Just like this morning, we need to pay attention. We need to understand that when we're talking about Jesus, when we're talking about him coming into this world, it matters. It's important. We need to focus. We need to pay attention. The second thing this morning, yes, it's important, but also the fact that Jesus came matters because it's life-changing. I just told you a little bit about Paul. And you know, I think it's interesting this morning that we talk about Paul. Because if it wasn't for that nativity, if it wasn't for the Lord choosing Mary, the virgin, to be the vessel for Jesus to come through, if it wasn't for Jesus coming into Bethlehem, fulfilling all the prophecy of the Old Testament, if it wasn't for the shepherds being the witness, if it wasn't for the men from the east coming, everything took place for a reason. And because of that birth, one day Jesus would die on the cross. Oh, we celebrate the birth, but listen to me. The only reason we celebrate the birth is because the death was coming. The only reason we celebrate the birth, church, is because one day, 33 years later, Jesus Christ would not hold nothing back, not even his own life. And he would allow himself to be nailed to a cross. Why? Because he loved you and I. The birth led to the death, and the death led to the resurrection. Everything mattered. And for Paul, what was coming was his life being changed. Now, I haven't heard all of your testimonies, but I've heard some of you tell me about how Jesus changed your life. I've heard some of you tell me about your BC, your before Christ. I've heard some of you tell me, well, listen, Tyler, you wouldn't have liked me before Jesus. Well, guess what? Your BC doesn't matter. Because Jesus saved you, because Jesus washed you clean, all that matters is that you are a new creature. That's the beauty of Paul. Because of the birth of Jesus, Paul's whole life was changed. And when he finally accepted Jesus on the road to Damascus, which, by the way, he was going to Damascus not for a Bible study, but to take down that church. And on that road to Damascus, Jesus showed himself to Paul, and Paul's whole world changed. That is what salvation will do, church. Salvation will mess you up. It will turn you upside down. It will change you because it is life-changing. Sometimes we come to church and we read about Jesus and we go through the emotions and we say, well, I believe in Jesus, but yet our life's the same. It doesn't look any different. Real salvation, you're going to look the same on the outside, but you're going to be different on the inside. Jesus is going to come into your heart, and he is going to clean stuff out. He's going to convict you. He is going to go in the nooks and the crannies of your soul, and he is going to transform you. The Bible says that when we are born again, we are a new creature. We are dead to the old. I remember my BC. I remember the Tyler before salvation. I remember what Jesus saved me from. Now, have I taken the Lord through some mud holes in my 20 years of salvation? I have. Do I have regrets? Have I sinned? Absolutely. But see, that decision I made for the Lord 20 years ago, no matter the sin I've committed, no matter the mistakes that I've made, nothing has taken me out of the Father's hand. Paul did not become a perfect man after salvation, but he became a changed man. He was different. Listen, the reason we celebrate Jesus is because Jesus is the only one that can transform us. Jesus is the only one that can take a mess and create a masterpiece. Church, if you want something to worship this year, years ago, Merle Haggard had a song, If We Can Make It Through December. And in that song, Merle Haggard talked about how hard it was in the month of December, paying bills, making it. And the song was all about, if I can just make it through, if I can just survive, we'll be okay. You know, sometimes we're just trying to survive the Christmas season. I don't know about you, but Christmas is hard for me. 2 days after Christmas, I lost my mom. Christmas was always a hard time in my life. Man, Christmas is when we had some of our worst fights. But yet, when I think about what Jesus did for me, no matter the pain of the Christmas season, and maybe this morning, even though you have a smile on, maybe you're grieving this morning. Maybe the loss of a loved one's hard. Maybe there's some difficulties going on. You're thinking, I just need to make it through December. I just need to get through this holiday season. Can I tell you that there is a present that you can celebrate, and that's salvation. No matter what you're going through this morning, church, salvation is something that you and I can celebrate. And this morning, if you've never experienced salvation, oh, you've heard about it, but you've never surrendered your life, you've never said, I want salvation, then this morning, you can let down the walls and say, Lord, save me. Father, save me from myself. Lord, save me from the religion. Lord, save me from going through the motions. Father, I just want you. We make church so complicated. We make the Bible so complicated. But at the core, all Jesus wants, he doesn't want the games. He doesn't want the religion. He just wants your heart. At the end of the day, all Paul had to do to be saved was surrender. And his life was changed. The third and final thing we see this morning. Yes, the birth of Jesus impacts us because it's important, because it's life-changing. But finally, it's important because it's personal. Paul ends this verse by saying, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. But listen to this last part. Of whom I am chief. Now this is important. Now I want to make sure this morning you don't take me out of context. When we become saved, Jesus forgets our sin. As far as the east is from the west, we are forgiven. Amen? But there is something we need to remember. Not our sin. I'm not telling you to remember your sin. But I am saying this. You and I need to remember what he saved us from. Paul here told young Timothy, listen, Timothy, the birth of Jesus, the fact that Jesus came to save sinners, it matters because I was a sinner. The reason it matters that he came is because I was eternally separated from the Lord. And if I wasn't saved, if I didn't surrender my life, if I didn't believe in him, then I would have been separated forever. Because, Timothy, I was a sinner. When Paul said this, Paul wasn't bragging. He didn't say, well, I'm the chief of sinners. You think you were bad? Let me tell you how bad I was. Paul wasn't bragging. I believe Paul was saying these words through a broken spirit. But Paul remembered what the Lord saved him from. You know, sometimes if we're not careful, we will pretend we're righteous. We'll pretend that we can do whatever we want. And sometimes if we're not careful, even though we are righteous through Jesus, what we will do is when we're talking about Jesus, we'll forget that when we're talking to someone who didn't know Jesus, once we didn't know Jesus. When we're talking to someone that didn't have a future in Christ, once we didn't have a future in Christ. Every time we share the gospel, it should remind us that that was us who was separated from God. And had no hope. But now we do have hope. And we need to remember what Jesus saved us from. I am the chief of sinners. Church, I don't know your sin. I don't know your past. I don't know what the Lord saved you from. But I know what the Lord saved me from. Man, I can go on and on about how Jesus changed my life, how Jesus broke the cycle of family generations, how Jesus made something, how he gave me a family, how he gave me a purpose that I never thought was possible. And it had nothing to do with me. It's because Jesus Christ used broken sinners for his glory. And do you know that Jesus wants to use you and me for his purpose here? In this community, in this town, in this area of the state, Jesus wants us to be disciple makers. He wants us to go to our communities, to our workplaces, and he wants us to live redeemed. He wants us to live different. He wants us to live not according to the world, but according to Jesus. And do you know that when we live different, people will see the fingerprints of Jesus upon our lives? Why do you do that? Why do you forgive? Why do you love the ones that are hard to love? Why do you worship Jesus? And in that moment, we'll have the opportunity to share our faith. I'm a sinner who the Lord saved. He changed me and He redeemed me and He bought me with a price. And now I have a hope and a future because Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. That's the reason we worship. That's the reason we celebrate Christmas. God loves you so much that He sent His Son to this earth. Not to be a worldly king, not to be worshiped by everyone, but to die. The truth is, the message of the gospel is a sad message, but there is such beauty in it. There is such hope. And this morning, my prayer is that we understand how personal it is. He personally came for you. Amen. This morning, as our musicians come, I want to simply ask a question. Do you know the Lord? Not do you know about the Lord? Not have you heard the gospel? Because I know you've heard, many of you in this community, man, you've heard the gospel more times than you can count. The question this morning is, do you know the Lord? Has there ever been a time in your life where you've understood that Jesus Christ came to save you because you were a sinner? And because of your sin, you were separated from God and you needed a Savior. You needed someone to fill that gap. Has there been a time in your life where you said, Lord, save me. Father, just save me. Lord, I need you. If there has been that time, this morning, you have a reason to celebrate. Amen? No matter what's going on this Christmas season, no matter how high or how low it is, you have a reason to celebrate because you have a gift that is eternally important. Your life's been changed. You are not the old person. You are set free. But this morning, if it's not you, if you know you've never accepted Jesus, this morning when you come, well, Tyler, you don't know my past. It doesn't matter. Well, Tyler, I'm not worth saving. Listen, if one was worth saving, everyone was worth saving. Jesus came for you. Stand with me. This morning, with head bowed and eyes closed, if you need to come this morning, would you come? If the Lord is putting something on your heart and if you need to surrender something, would you come to these altars? If the Lord is calling, dear Lord, thank you for this morning. Lord, thank you, Father, for your worship. Lord, more than anything, Father, thank you for your word. The fact that, Lord, we can look at changed lives. Father, Lord, we don't have to be in sin anymore. Father, Lord, we don't have to be separated from you. Lord, your birth matters. Lord, it impacts us. Father, because it's important. Father, because it changes us and because it's personal. Lord, Father, just like you saved and changed Paul, Father, you want to do that to each and every one of us. Lord, help us to worship you for salvation. Lord, help us to remember to be thankful for salvation, Lord. Father, for those who do not know you, but Father, give them courage this morning. We ask this in your name, the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.